systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jimmel. Today is a Monday, November 22nd, 2010, and my name is Matthew. What's up?
And my name is Danny.
Episode 427. Thank you for joining us. TheJimmel.com/live is where you should be doing that at every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, of course. And if you were doing that, you could call live 406-204-4687, blah, and I will make you cry. That's why I have this phone line.
Oh, okay.
This is the cry line.
Oh, right. All right.
I just okay. just need to let you guys know that. Real quick, thank you, everyone, for getting your nominations in, assuming that you did that, and assuming we get nominated. If we don't, I will retract this thank you. So thank you, pending further investigation, of course,
once we
get our nominations. But yes, thank you guys, everyone that's been doing that. I've been getting messages pretty steady that, like, I did it, we voted, we nominated you guys, all that. So hope to see the jam hole in the mature category, people's choice, or just mature, whatever, and the hot box for education. And speaking of the hot box for education, I have some wonderful educative materials for you at hotboxpodcast.com. When I went to the Helena MMGA conference, I finally started going through all that stuff. I have the first 6 talks up there, so check it out. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. What's up?
It's Red Fox.
Nah, what's up, Red Fox?
Is this the make me cry line?
Yes.
Are you gonna make me cry on my birthday?
We could.
Oh man, now I'm gonna cry.
We could.
Happy birthday, Red Fox. What's going on? What are you doing for your birthday?
I went out with my family today.
Cool. How's your family?
Good.
Nice. What did your family think of your trip to Montana?
Oh, they were fine with it. Whatever.
Well, obviously, I didn't think you, like, ran away or anything, but, like, did they know that you were coming here for a podcast and all that, or what?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And they're like, that's completely normal behavior for our son. You're gonna fly across the nation to hang out with these people and stay in their home who you've never met in real life, but, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I know my mom would be a little leery of that. Too many To Catch a Predator episodes, I believe.
Oh yeah,
she worries, you know. So you going out? Going to get crunk? What are you doing?
He's here, dude. He's fucking watching our podcast.
He could be watching from his Android device on the Justin TV app.
Why would you do that if you're out partying?
Well, I don't know, because
I don't think
you're
gonna watch the Jam Hole while you're out partying.
We're that awesome. I would hook
unless,
up...
Unless it's a jam hole party.
I would hook up that droid to the fucking big screen and be like, now you're all watching the jam hole, because they're that awesome.
And then it would be a jam hole party.
Fucking A. Ain't no party like a jam hole party.
Oh my God.
That's right. Well, cool, man. When's, you did well, I think we talked about this last time you called, but you did well with the editing of the after party, the 404 after party.
Thanks. I didn't do any editing.
Nice. Have people been checking that out? I've been trying to direct them your way.
Yeah,
here and there.
We're going to record an episode tomorrow, but my laptop charger broke.
Ooh.
Like, the cord is frayed, and I'm not soldering wires.
Why?
Because I don't know how.
Send it here. I'll fix it for you.
Oh, you fruit. You don't know how to solder? Come on.
Come on.
When have I had to solder before?
Well, it's not like you're going to break it, right? I mean,
it's already broke.
Exactly.
I guess it is, yeah.
All right. Well, can you get a replacement for it, or is it? Do they not make them anymore?
It's in the mail.
Oh, okay. So you just got to wait for that.
The estimated ship date is Monday, next Monday.
Oh, wow. It hasn't even been shipped yet?
So I have to wait. Well, I mean, it's shipped, but it hasn't been delivered.
Right. Well.
And so, yeah, I'm just waiting for it to come. And so maybe next Tuesday I'll be able to record.
Or what you can do is find a lamp that doesn't work anymore, cut the cord out, Jack Bauer style, like you're about to interrogate somebody, but then take the two ends, and instead of putting it on your friend's nuts, what you want to do is put them into the laptop, and that'll give it power. Trust.
That's going to be some MacGyver skills.
I have to add, before you do that, make sure you set up a camera to record it, because it's going to be epic.
Yeah.
Epic. That would be great.
Yeah, and my friend who records me only has a netbook, and it can't handle the software that I use to record. So.
No, the netbook can barely handle Justin TV streaming right now.
You know what that would look like? It'd look like him hooking up the car battery wrong.
I know. And like getting blasted against the wall.
Yeah.
That's why you need the camera.
That'd be great.
Because that's only going to happen once.
I've done webcam repairs before where a friend of mine would be on Skype or whatever, and I'd point the camera at the computer, and he'd be like, okay, this is what you need to fix.
That's like a cheap way of using GoToMeeting. Nice.
And dude, I have totally seen that before. I've witnessed somebody hook up a car battery wrong.
Who was that?
My friend Robert.
Oh, okay, because you were looking at me like I do. I'm like, I don't remember doing that. I'm pretty sure I could hook that up, right?
No, yeah, I saw my friend Robert. He was trying to give somebody a jump, right? And he hooked the negative up to the positive and the positive up to the negative.
Each.
It shocked the fuck out of him. Threw him back like four feet, dude. Hit the ground, and he like blacked out for a good minute and
That'll
a half.
Do it.
I was like, dude, is he alive?
All right, well,
good.
Hey, happy birthday, man. I hope you
enjoy it.
And if you're lying to me, I swear to God, I will never wish another person happy birthday on this show again.
I'm not lying.
Okay.
I
trust you. You're a good kid. I've met you. I've looked into your eyes. I think you're a good kid. Now hurry up and graduate.
I'm on my couch right behind you.
Listen, hurry up and graduate college, get a good paying job, and start supporting me. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm waiting on you. Waiting on you, bud.
We can do sport hole.
Awesome.
Jams,
as soon as you get a job, I'm telling my job to go shove it. So hope you're ready. That's right.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Red Fox.
Yep.
All right. Holla back. Red Fox, everyone. Sport gross. Go check out episode 21, The End of the Recession. That's the Jam Hole 404 after party. My brother's on there. He's on there. Dana's on there. I'm on there. Braden, Sean, everyone that was there is fucking on there. And it is so funny. Just listen to what my brother sounds like drunk. And then imagine that at the scoreboard while I'm pressing play, like in front of me doing that, because that's what he does. He just makes these little comments, and they are so fucking funny. Just out of nowhere.
Like, what did he just say to me earlier? He's like, right. Try not to be so HIV negative. God.
Dumb random shit like that. I lose my shit when he says it, because his tone and the delivery and the timing. Like, he's good. He's good at it.
Your brother's a jackass is what he is.
Pretty much.
Anyways.
Oh, MDS says, I have an important correction to the show from two Fridays ago. I do not own a fuck yeah, suck yeah hat. Somebody that was here for the 404 show had a fuck yeah, suck yeah hat. I could have sworn it was you. It wasn't Red Fox. Who the fuck else was it?
I don't know.
Am I just tripping?
I think you're tripping.
No, I could have sworn I saw that hat here.
No.
Oh, well.
I don't think so. So, we had my family's Thanksgiving last night.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
The food was awesome. And I gotta say, I love being able... This is how Thanksgiving is done. Like, at my house, you can't really smoke pot indoors there. You gotta go outside. And that was just a recent happening. Like, mm-hmm. Before that, there was no pot smoking anywhere near the house. Like, okay. My mom has just recently become cool with all this. So,
uh-huh.
And when I say recently, I mean in the last, like, couple years.
All right.
And keep in mind, my mother was, you know, raised back in New York. She was a police chief lieutenant's daughter during the riot days. And they knew, it was just, I understand where she's coming from. Back in the day, back then, it was evil. No one knew any better. Like now, you can go to hotboxpodcast.com and listen to the science talks and see that it's not evil.
Right.
And that it's great. It's amazing.
So.
And so it's really refreshing to be at your parents' house and we're all at the dinner table and there's like pipes on the table and we're all like smoking weed and then eating food and then going and excusing ourselves to go throw up outside, and then smoking more pot, and then eating more food. And that is how Thanksgiving should be done.
Is it?
That's how do you put away that much food without getting really stoned? I can't do it, other than vomiting, I guess.
Well...
But that was just really cool. I thought that was the coolest thing, because usually when you're eating dinner, you're at a restaurant, or you don't really have pot at the table, and that was just so fucking cool to me. That
Until
like,
there was food on the table, that's all that was on the table was pot.
Was pot, right. But then, like, it was cool to just, like, I'm going to grab some turkey, take a rip off the pipe, here's some lemon meringue pot. Like, it was just, it was cool. I've never been able to do that, and I've always wanted to just be able to chill there, not have to be like, oh, I'm going to go... drive around the block and get stoned and hope right. I don't get pulled over, even though I'm not, you know, impaired.
Dude, my dad smoked so much weed that whole fucking day.
Yeah, hey, who else? Who else imbibed a little plant matter that night?
This is not of my fault.
When he picked us up, we don't drive up to your house. We get picked up because your road is fucking horrible. Pave your fucking road.
No,
if your
wait,
parents,
I've been
listen,
there.
If your parents want to sell that house, pave the fucking
no,
road.
No, if you pave it, it'll be way worse, dude. It'll be a sheet of ice all the way down.
Put heaters in it.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that.
It's not my
with
house.
With your money.
I'm not the one trying to turn everybody that comes over to your house into a fucking realtor, okay? That was pretty awesome.
My mother's crazy.
Hey, I'll give you $15,000. Hey, come here. Let me talk to you. Come here. You sell my house for me, I'll give you $10,000 cash. No, check this out. You sell that for me and you get me $1 million, I'll give you more. I'm not a fucking realtor. Call a realtor and be like, hey, if you sell my house for me, I'll give you $15,000.
She does that to
do
everyone.
It.
It's okay.
It seemed weird to me. Like, I don't want to sell your house. I have 5 jobs that I can count right now.
Anyway,
I don't want to be a realtor also.
Anyway, I went up there early because I had to start getting all this shit cooking and stuff like that. So me and Dad were in the kitchen all day and whatever. And my dad was like, hey, I got these really good muffins. He's like, you should try one. I was
really
like,
good
right.
muffins.
And I ate one and I didn't taste anything and it just tastes like a badass muffin.
Everything cooked with weed tastes a lot better.
And, well, no, Norm, I've eaten edibles before, and I've never, like, I've always tasted it in it. I didn't taste it in this.
Oh, really?
Really. Like,
and
not at all.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm standing there, and I remember when it hit me. I was fucking, what was I doing? I was cutting potatoes or something. And luckily, the knife was dull as fuck. I'm like, Dad, you need to sharpen your knives. I'm like, these potatoes are really hard. And he's like, are you fucking stoned or something? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't feel right. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm fucking high. I'm like, what the fuck was that muffin? He's like, and starts laughing and shit. Dude, I got so fucked up off that one muffin, dude. It was retarded. I had to go and sit down in the living room.
Your dad
came
and picked
us up. I
gotta
fucking sit, man.
Your dad came and picked us up, and he had the biggest shit-eating grin on his face. He's like,
he's an asshole. He's always trying to find ways to get me high. And I'm like, no, Dad, no, I don't want to get high. He's like, do it. Do what your dad told you, Duke. Do what you told.
That's amazing. Like,
and then fucked up.
Force me to get high, please. Like, you don't have to ask me twice. You don't even have to ask me once. Chances are I'll probably ask you. It's cool. But he thought that was just the greatest thing. He's
what
like,
did he
I got
say?
I got her so fucked up. She could barely walk. You should have seen her trying to text you. It was so funny.
What?
It was great.
Asshole.
I
walked away from everybody to text. I'm like, I can't do this in front of anyone.
Usually when I talk to you, you're pretty responsive unless, you know, you're at work doing something.
Yeah.
There was like good 20-minute delays in this conversation. I had to like scroll up to see what the fuck we were talking about. It was so long. I was like, holy Christ.
Oh, God, dude. Oh, my God, man. I just, it was bad.
MDS says, I almost destroyed her dad's plant by accident. Her mom saw it, but he didn't. We both almost crapped our pants. I was kicking the ball to the dogs and almost took out the plant when it went sideways.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
The plant that's inside now?
Yeah.
Back when it was outdoor, right.
The big one.
That's getting pretty bushy.
Yeah.
Definitely getting pretty
it's
bushy.
As big as I am.
He needs a bigger pot for it because its roots probably are not having a good time in that little pot. Because this plant is like about as tall as I am, right? It's tall as you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big.
But dude, seriously, when I was trying to text you, when I realized I was high and what I was high on, I had to walk out of the kitchen and go into the living room and sit down and text you. And I had to delete what I was saying like three or four times to go, no, that's not what I want
to
say.
I should have sent those to text from last night. Like, this is my idiot girlfriend after her father got her wasted on a muffin. Yeah. I'm going to start calling you Muffin Top.
My dad was like,
that's your new nickname.
Don't ever call me that.
On this show.
So fucked up.
My name is Matt and this is Muffin Top.
Why would you ever call me that? That is no.
Because you can't handle your shit. That's why.
I don't smoke pot, dude. I don't do pot. My dad was like, I eat like five of those and go to work. And I'm like,
so awesome.
What?
Love it.
Like, dude, I ate one and I was so... Dude, I had to sit down for like 2 hours. I'm serious.
I was like, so who's cooking? Because you were like, you were doing all the cooking and stuff. And he was like, oh, we had to make her stop because she was fucking shit up. I was like, nice.
I was not.
That's totally your fault. And thanks for wasting a good buzz on someone who's not even going to fucking enjoy it. Christ.
I enjoyed it. I kind of like nodded out halfway in the chair and shit and ate the shit out of my chips and dip.
Of course.
Good.
Good girl.
That and... Oh, dude. I cooked a bunch of stuff, though.
Well, if you want to learn how to cook stuff that has pot in it that really gets you fucked up, listen to part 3 at the hotboxpodcast.com. They talk all about it because you have to get it up to a certain temperature so it deoxy with something. I have it written down in there. So that's how you make the good shit.
Okay.
Otherwise, because if it doesn't get up to that temperature, you're not going to get stoned. It doesn't. It has to activate.
Dude, all I know is that one little muffin, no bigger than, like, no bigger around than the palm of my hand when I fucking cup it. Like, this big around.
Decarboxylation. Dude. You have to decarboxylate your cannabis edibles so that they have effect.
Oh.
And what that means is raising it up to a certain temperature, and it's all explained in here. It's actually part 4. But you can see that in the notes. I'm so proud of this. There's, like, such a vast body of information in this, just these 6 talks right here. And
but
I'm not
see,
even
dude,
done
I
with
don't
them.
Understand how I didn't taste it, because this muffin...
Yeah, that's weird.
...was only, like, 2.5 inches tall.
Well, I'm glad you got...
Like, 2 inches wide.
Buzzed off
that's
of it.
That's it, dude. And
you know what the highlight of my night there was?
What?
Playing football with your dogs. What? I went outside to smoke, and the dogs were outside, and there was a football out there.
Yeah.
And one of them brought it over to me, set it down.
Yeah, the black
walked
one,
away.
She's stupid.
Right.
I hate her.
And
yeah.
then all 3 of them lined up like we were playing football, and I said, hut, hut, hike, and they would bark, and I'd kick the ball, and then they'd all tackle each other. It was great. I won, by the way.
You won?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
3-0. Field goal. This guy.
So, dude, it was pretty cool.
But
we
also,
fucking ate a lot of food.
We ate a lot
oh
of food.
Oh, my God, dude. I made so much fucking food.
It was a good Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That was a good practice Thanksgiving. Practice run.
So that was the lax one. Now I get to do the real one.
So the other highlight of my evening?
What?
Sitting there watching television. Do you know when the last time I've seen a commercial on television has been?
I don't know.
Since probably last time I was at your parents' house, because they watch TV a lot. Anyway.
They do not.
I've said this before, and
they
I just want to reiterate this
fact.
They
watch movies a lot.
Right.
They can't watch TV that much, because they only get, like, one channel.
Okay, well, some of these commercials, I don't see how anybody can go to the store and make a fucking decision on anything they're buying. Like, I can filter it out, and I cannot get brainwashed by that, but the majority of people that stare at their TVs for 8 hours a day or however long, you get off work, you turn it on, so you go to bed, and you go in your room, you turn that one on, and you fall asleep with it. That shit's fucking with your brains. And I totally understand now why everyone is a fucking idiot. You can't help it. It's the TV. Kill the TV.
The Progressive commercials always stick in my head.
Hey. Guess who won the AMAs last night?
Don't care.
Everybody. Who gives a shit? They gave an award out to everybody.
We can't exclude them.
Does anyone
get all sad or somebody will fucking shoot up the place?
Does anyone take the AMA serious?
No.
Is that like a serious thing? Because it seemed like kind of a half-ass, like every performance was lip-sync and it was just like... It was like they were giving... everyone a stage to perform on in front of a lot of people so that they don't forget how to perform. That's what it reminded me of. It's like, here's your practice so that maybe when you hopefully go on tour and make us all a bunch more money.
Did you see Usher go up on stage and do the stupid pose thing? He was like, yeah, and then walked over.
Like, I watch it. I don't usually watch this kind of stuff, obviously. I don't have TV here, and we download what we watch, and we watch it, and there's no commercials, nothing like that. So I'm watching the AMAs from a performer standpoint, from, like, if I was rapping and I was going to do that, like, if I pulled half of the shit that they pulled at the AMAs here at a fucking bar, dude, I would never rap anywhere again. Like, are you kidding me? That what you're wearing, all right, whatever, that's fine. You all are half retarded on drugs because you can afford as many drugs as you want. That's cool, whatever. The performances, is that... The guys that were performing were the guys that set up all that retarded shit you're all swinging around on. They're the performers. You guys aren't doing nothing. You stand up there, lip-sync your song... Kiss the crowd goodnight, thank God, and then leave.
Dude, which one was it?
Is that
it?
What
it
performers do now?
Who was it? It was a chick. It was a black chick. Oh, God. What was her name? Rihanna.
Okay.
Rihanna. She was up there lip-syncing hardcore. She even stopped.
They all did
in
that.
In the middle. And, like, it kept going. And she's staring at the camera. And I'm like, and you were like, oh, my God, she's lip-syncing. Can we do that? Can I do that? And I was like, no. No, you cannot. It was just, wow, dude.
Red Fox says, next time you're in a room full of people watching TV during a commercial, look around the room and notice their expressions. I know. It's so crazy.
Dude.
He said that I like that Muse one and the drummer thanked Charles Darwin instead of God. That's so awesome. Everyone does that still. First of all, I'd like to thank God.
No, I would not.
First of all, I'd like to thank my fairy godmother. I'd like to thank Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy. I'd like to thank Trigun.
Right.
I'd like to thank Bleach.
Yes.
I'd like to thank, like,
Dragon Ball Z.
I'd like to thank Chobits.
Right.
I'd like to thank the makers of the Personacom. I'd like to thank the New York Comic Con. Who cares? But, like, and the only people that looked like they were there were people that got paid there or people that were getting awards. Like, there didn't really seem to be, like, I guess maybe when they pan to get the crowd's view, it's always, you know, someone famous, because no one wants to see just some schmuck.
Right.
But I don't know. I was blown away. I heard you guys talking, and I heard my name. Like, I was in the zone, like, is this for real?
Yeah, we were talking about you a little bit.
Is this what you get fed through your like, wow.
Yeah, we were talking about you a little bit, but you weren't paying attention, so it was good.
Red Fox says, Chobits, really, Matt?
Hey.
Don't hate.
Do you even know?
So, hey.
You know, Red Fox.
First of all, I'd like to thank you
for
allowing me the opportunity to go up there and watch so many wonderful commercials. I'd like to thank your parents for having the channel turn to the AMAs.
That's the only channel they had, but go ahead.
All right. I'd like to thank the cable provider for barely...
There's no cable provider. It's an antenna on top of the
house.
For
barely inching a signal out there. I'd like to thank everybody that... what a fucking joke.
I made some bomb-ass food, though, dude.
That was good.
I even got you to eat my stuffing.
The entertainment, maybe, not as...
I got Matt to eat my oyster stuffing. Which was awesome.
That's how you do it.
It's gotta say. I'm like, no, I didn't put anything in there you wouldn't like. Why would I do that?
I heard it too. I knew it was. It was. I just didn't give a shit.
I know. Like, she's like, there's oysters in this. I'm like, no.
I eat clam chowder. I don't know if you know that or not.
No, I didn't know that.
It tastes like chicken. That doesn't bother me. It's fish. I don't like fish because they smell and taste like rotten pussy.
Oh.
Fish. Do you know what that smells like?
Yeah.
Have you ever had that smell before?
Yeah.
In your... Whoa.
Whoa.
It's kind of gross.
Dude, every chick's had that funky smell.
Whoa. Do you want to talk about it?
No. Not really.
All right.
You
know,
shower
on.
For a while and you fuck a good few times. That's what it smells like.
Wow.
Ew.
And then you catch her doing the scratch and the scratch. Brush the hair back.
Oh, it's gross, dude.
I was listening back to that doing show notes. That was very amusing. I hope you guys enjoyed the last couple episodes, because I really have. They've been really, really good. Really amusing. And I can say that, because I made them. And I listened to them. That's right. It's when I sent my nominations in for Podcast Awards, it said podcaster, listener, or both. I put both, because I podcast, and then I listen to what I podcast.
Hey, that's what I put.
Fucking hey,
I put both.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, so the oyster stuffing was really good, and the fucking the turkey was bomb, and the what else did we fucking make?
Did you have sex in cobbler? The bathroom during dinner? Burger wants to know.
Did we?
I was asking if you did. I did. I didn't know if you did or not.
Everyone there was my family besides you. So if I didn't have sex with you,
not besides
that'd
me,
that'd be horrible. So
who else was there?
My family.
And?
Cat? My awesome. Brother's girlfriend?
Awesome.
My brother's wife?
No.
My brother's
I did not
wife.
Have sex in the bathroom.
Yeah, no. We waited till we got home.
Yeah.
So good times, though. Definitely.
What the fuck? Dude, all I see in my, like, somewhat...
Is our barely... awful cold temperature of 5.4 degrees in the chat. Thank you, VonBot.
No, fucking, I barely have left-hand peripheral as it is, but I can barely see the screen out of the corner of my eye, and I see keep seeing it go tick, 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 tick.
That's
like,
Burger
going
playing
up.
Slots.
What are you doing, Burger? Cut it out. You're fucking me up here.
You can play slots.
No, I know.
I like it. You come, you watch the jam hole, you gamble a little bit. What he doesn't know is every time he pulls that thing, we get $10. It's a little
but
deal.
But if he wins,
it's a little deal
then
I
we
worked
lose
up.
$10.
No, VonBot loses $10.
Oh.
That's
okay.
Right. I'm the shark. I don't lose ever. That's how sharks make money.
So you had a good time in parents' place?
Yeah, it was great.
It's fucking awesome. And then, dude, the roads were so crappy.
The road was amazing.
I did not want to play in it.
Super glad I did not.
You were on my ass. I was like, I'm sorry. That's all I could do is I'm sorry. I'm not driving.
You even, I love how the roads are shitty as fuck. And you take the time to text me. I'm driving my truck. I pass her. She takes a moment to text me, I'm sorry I'm going so slow. Here are the reasons outlined in this attachment. Like, what?
No, I did not.
No, but you...
And I used the voice thing. I said,
oh,
sorry,
okay.
I'm driving so slow. Yeah.
That a girl.
Yeah, I used that.
Right on.
So, sorry. Yeah, my bad. I don't like driving fast in the snow, okay? It scares the shit out of me. Anyway, so you got some key lime pie out of the deal. It
yeah,
was
that
good.
Was good. That was definitely yeah. good. So more TSA bullshit going on, of course. It's getting closer to real Thanksgiving. Everyone will be flying, and, of course, the stories are coming in of TSA groping cock and balls and all that shit. And we've been talking about this here and there.
People blowing themselves up trying to deep fry a turkey.
What?
What?
Who did that?
Dude, everyone in Thanksgiving fucking... Okay, every Thanksgiving, there's stories of people blowing themselves up trying to deep fry turkey.
Really?
Yeah. Where the fuck have you been?
I don't know.
Dude, turkey, people die from that.
Turkey mind meld. Whoa.
Seriously, people fucking get killed by that shit. When they try to deep fry a turkey and they don't do it right, you can blow yourself up.
That's awesome.
But there's nothing better than a deep fried turkey. Oh, my fucking God.
Well, I look forward to that. Those stories again. But so the latest, and I'm sure you've all heard this, but this is pretty awesome. A gentleman, he's a retired special ed teacher. He was on his way to a wedding in Orlando, Florida. Uh-huh. What's up with Florida and all the fucked up stories from TSA coming out of there? Is it because Florida's just so fucked up anyways? So, of course, the TSA is going to be fucked up as well. Like, you go down to Florida, and it's like a strip club in the airport. Like, you get in there, and there's, like, people, like, having sex. Like, no, this is the new procedure. My penis is more sensitive than my hands, so I have to feel around with my dick to see if you have any Oh, wait. That's awful. This gentleman, he said he was left humiliated, crying, and covered with his own urine. After an enhanced pat-down. Hold on. This was a super enhanced, ultra, extreme pat-down.
Well, I'm not flying out of Orlando.
Fuck
it's
yeah,
great.
Dude.
I'll stick with Tampa.
And that's how that should end after you've been raped. You should be humiliated, crying, and covered with your own urine, right?
I guess.
I've never been raped before, but I would imagine that's how I'd feel. Isn't that why girls...
Red Fox says, dude, they broke his pee bag thing. I would cry, too.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Keep reading. Now I'm going to be all upset. Stop reading stories before you read them.
I know. Look at this. See that?
You bastards.
But no, like, isn't that... That's...
They broke his pee bag. That's fucked up. Keep going.
Well...
I'm sad now. I feel pain for
says,
this man.
He says, I was absolutely humiliated. I couldn't even speak. Tom Sawyer.
Whoa.
61 of Michigan, Lansing. He is a bladder cancer survivor.
Ooh.
Who now wears a urostomy bag, which collects his pee-pee from a stoma or opening in his abdomen. You would think that if you had a pee bag like that, they would make that opening in your abdomen a little bit bigger just so you could tuck that pee bag in there, too.
No.
Like, you don't want that hanging out.
You
I got
don't
enough
want
shit.
That inside you in case it bursts. You'll get so much, you'll get fucking
toxic shock. At least I don't have piss
shock.
On me. Oh, yeah, that's probably no
in
good.
You.
That's
disgusting.
Probably no good. Piss and vinegar, goddamn
I'd
right.
I'd rather have it outside of me than in underneath my skin or something. That'd just be bad.
I'm just saying, like...
Imagine if you got punched, man.
As a man, I got enough shit dangling out here that I gotta worry about bursting. Enough, there's enough sacks just hanging out, like, that I have to worry about. I don't think I can keep track of another one. Like, they're both filled with
well,
piss.
Well, like your friend,
this one has
he has a colostomy bag
not anymore.
To him.
Not anymore.
You get his butthole rewired?
I hope so.
Okay.
I can't be friends with someone that poops in a bag like that.
Well, he
actually,
was sitting here
no, I know.
Doing the show.
I'm sorry, Timmy. Timmy's
with,
awesome.
With a poo bag.
That would be awesome. I'd be like, load.
Oh, my God.
Load. He'd be like my clip, my banana poop clip. It'd be awesome with my poop shooter. Oh, man.
Goes,
drive-bys.
Poop,
just like, I'm out. Quick.
Oh, my God,
poop, 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 poop. That would be so
oh my
great.
God, dude. Anyway.
He has to wear special clothes, and in order to mount the bag, I have to seal a wafer to my stomach and then attach the bag. If the seal is broken, urine can leak all over my body and clothes.
Ew. Ew.
Can you, like, rewire some other shit so that I didn't have to have a bag full of piss with me at all times? Like, modern medical...
Somewhere.
Modern medical miracles that we have today.
He's like, put the tube, like, tape it all the way down your legs so it comes out at your shoes.
I got a fucking...
like you're leaking something.
All this medical technology, and I got a fucking Glad sandwich bag. Not even with the cool yellow and blue mate green seal. filled with piss hanging off my side. That's horrible. Would you maybe just not... Do you think he did that on purpose? He's like, watch this. No, yep, everything's normal. Oh, what was that? You got pee all over everything.
Oh my God.
I would totally do that. Like, just strap a bag of piss to you and, like, wait for them to just do it and, like, just kind of move real quick and just pop it all over them and you, probably.
That's so
be
fucked.
An uncomfortable flight.
Yeah, you think?
Fuck yeah. Happy National Opt Out Day. Red Fox says there's a bunch of people wearing kilts for National Opt-Out Day. That is so awesome. I can't wait for the stories Wednesday. That's way better. Wearing a kilt and being like, search me. Search me good. Fuck yeah.
Anyway.
On November 7th, Sawyer said he went through the security scanner at Detroit Metro Airport. Quote, evidently the scanner picked up on my urostomy bag. Because I was chosen for a pat-down. An ultra pat-down. What did they say? An enhanced pat-down. Enhanced. Enhanced. Could you imagine?
No.
Super extreme
you know
ultra
what was
pat-down.
Funny? When I had my fuck ex yeah. was up here and he's half black, okay?
Red Fox says people are just protesting by doing weird shit.
Check this
that's,
out.
That's pretty much it.
My ex was up here with me for a little while and... I knew it was going to turn out bad anyway, so...
Why are you cheating on me? Oh, sorry. That's your line. Go ahead. Continue. Totally thought we swapped
Whoa.
For a minute there. Whoa.
Hang on a minute.
Stop cheating on me!
Don't cheat on me.
I'm going to send him a message now. Hold on.
Anyway. So my ex was up here, right? And I knew it was going to turn out bad, so I bought him a plane ticket. I was like, just fucking leave, right? So I'm nice, and I take him to the airport. Mind you, he's half black. And I'm taking
this
him
This is
to-
going to come into account later this in the story. Just wait.
Just hang on a minute, okay? I take him to Glacier National Airport, okay?
Which is not black.
Right. Completely white.
Right.
Completely. He's going through to get on the plane, and he gets selected for the random extra pat-down thing.
Of course.
And I'm standing there, and I'm like, this Toodaloo. Is the last time I'm going to see you. This is so fucking great.
Getting frisked by the man.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, I looked at him, I'm like, it's because you're black. And he's Like, fuck you.
Like, loud enough for all the TSA people to feel just a little racist about fucking
Absolutely, dude.
Fuck yeah,
dude. It was
dude.
So good. He's like, he wearing fucking baby blue lugs and shit. I remember that. He was all decked out. And they're like, well, he was like the last person through the line.
Wait,
too.
Hold on.
Like,
this was your ex?
Yeah.
You're saying my dick's been in the same hole that a...
uncircumcised half-black guy was. An African-American man.
Show's over. My mother's not going to be pleased about that.
Hey, you know what, though? Once you do go black, trust me, you go back.
you go back after, you know, 3 months later and he still hasn't found a fucking job.
No, this guy held a job really good.
Did he?
Really good. Well, he's part white, man.
Selling crack doesn't count.
That kicks in. No, he didn't sell shit.
What did he do?
He was on probation.
Let me guess, a cook.
No. No.
Oh.
No.
No, I mean, I mean to laugh at a cook. Cook is a totally respectable job, of course. I mean, that's funny that you both were. All right, no, that's horrible.
No, he was never a cook, okay? I was the cook. He was not a cook. He, I think he works at Walmart or UPS, one or the other. I don't know. He's a workhorse, dude. He doesn't really have a profession. He's an anime dork.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So was there a point to that story?
Just
oh, right. The TSA
that,
is racist.
Yeah.
Right.
And
right,
I was
okay.
like, dude, it's because you're black.
Especially
and,
in Montana, right.
Yeah,
okay.
I was like, because you're black. And he's all like, oh, fuck you. And yeah, it was awesome. That was the last time I got to see him. He's totally getting patted down by these fucking racist redneck motherfuckers. All awkward now that I've said it's because you're black. And
that's brilliant.
So good. It was so good.
So, yeah. Sawyer, he wears pants two sizes too large in order to accommodate his big giant bag of piss. He'd taken off his belt to go through the scanner once in the office with security personnel. His pants fell down around his ankles. And he was asked to kindly pick that up, that thing which he just dropped accidentally. No, turn around and pick it up. Thank you. Quote, I had to ask twice if it was okay to pull up my shorts, he said, and every time I tried to tell them about my medical condition, they said they didn't need to know about that.
Yeah, you
kind of do because you're about to burn off. You gone and done it. You smell that? That's a month worth of my piss. If you would have listened, I would have told you about my condition. Oh, Justin Fan, that's a good point. I can just dip my dick in rubbing alcohol. I would rather just swirl it around your... Maybe that's where that smell came from.
Oh, my God, dude. That was so long ago. No, okay. It's all right.
Was it, though? Was it really that long ago?
Yeah, dude, it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Hasn't smelled like that ever since, huh?
No, I'm talking about dating that guy.
Oh, right.
No, I smelled rank like a week ago.
Thank you.
There's sometimes. Hey, well, like your asshole and cock and balls never smell bad.
My cock and
I've
balls
gone down there
smell like
to
new
S&D,
car. Listen, new car
scent. And you know what?
Scent.
All I can smell is your asshole.
New
you know what I do?
Car
you know what I do? Check this
scent.
Out. You know what I do?
New car
when your
scent.
Asshole smells so fucking rank, I can't take it because my eyes are watering.
Like new car scent.
You know what I do?
What?
Know this.
I don't even know that because I'm so in awe at the fact that you're taking a dick in your mouth. I'm like, oh my God. Hold
you
on. I gotta
I
take
do?
A picture of this.
All right. I move your balls on top of my hand and I make my hand into like a little wall. So
you dam off my balls and or asshole.
Yeah, so the fucking smell goes up and around and like probably hits my forehead and goes off my head.
Huh.
That's how I get rid of the butthole smell.
Well, as long as you have a way to do it.
I try. I damn it off. It's like, no.
Justin Fenn says, do you have insecurities about black people because you hear they all huge cocks and yours is maybe not so big or are you just racist? I just think it's funny that she did that.
Why is it? Oh, what? The whole pat down thing or dated a black guy?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Now,
dude.
I'm a rapper. Come on. I can't be racist. Come on. Do you imagine, though? What if I was a racist rapper? Whoa.
Dude, you know who you'd be like?
Who?
Uncle Ruckus.
Oh, shit. That'd be awesome.
He was a fucking a black racist songwriter.
Everyone knows the story of Uncle Ruckus.
Like,
no relation.
Really? Come on.
So, hey. Let me tell you about my medical condition. No, we don't need to know that. Oh, fuck. Before starting the enhanced pat-down procedure, his security officer did tell him what they were going to do and how they were going to do it. Do they, like, totally just be like, first, I'm gonna unbelt your pants, and then I'm gonna give you a spanking, and then I'm gonna unzip your pants, and then I'm gonna take you into my mouth, and that,
oh
like,
my God,
that's
dude.
Totally, he started explaining what they were going to do and how they were going to do it, you know, that new enhanced pat-down. Fuck yeah. It's a sex thing in there. That's so weird. But Sawyer said it wasn't until they asked him to remove his sweatshirt and saw his urostomy bag that they asked any questions about his medical condition. He said, "What's that?" as he poked it.
Oh my God, don't poke
one
it.
One agent watched as the other used his flat hand to go slowly down my chest. Ever. So this is a sex story, right? This is a
sex
porno.
Oh,
this is a Sextastic Tuesday.
Like,
you're
sex-tastic
listening to Distorted
Tuesday.
View with Tim Henson, and this is Sextastic Tuesday in the fucking Twilight Zone. Before starting the pat-down procedure, the officer told me what they were going to do and how they were going to fucking do it.
Oh, my God.
One agent.
Please send this to Tim and have him read it for me, please.
One agent watched as the other used his flat hand to go slowly down my chest. I tried to warn him.
You kind of sound like it right now.
I tried to warn him that he would hit the spot and break the seal on my bag, if you know what I mean. He ignored me. Sure enough, my seal was broken and urine got all over all of us. The end. And that's it for Sextastic Tuesday, brought to you by Adam and Eve. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news
right now. Crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Oh my God. I'm sorry, Tim.
Here, I'll do the background noise and you do the show. First up.
Oh my God. It's good. Okay. We're good. Hey, you can stop now.
Oh, okay. That's pretty much what happened. The officer finished the pat-down, tested the gloves for any trace of explosives, and then said, "Hey, why is there piss all over me? I don't get it." They told me I could go. They never apologized, never offered to help. They acted like they hadn't seen what happened. But I know they saw it. You know why I know? Because I had a wet spot right here. And that, could you imagine, though, having to sit, like, through a whole flight like that?
No, dude.
Like, no time to go change in the bathroom because it takes so fucking long because everyone's opting out with kilts on, getting frisked. I'm in here with piss all over me. Half hard because that guy was kind of erotic.
Before they take off and change,
sure.
I guess. I don't know.
That sucks.
Man. Dude, that's gay.
What is this world coming to? I'm glad we're protected from these terrorists. I don't want piss all over me.
Is he going to sue him?
He fucking probably should. You probably should seek counsel, probably. He says, quote, humiliated, upset, and wet. He said he had to walk through the airport soaked in pee, board his plane, and wait until after takeoff before he could clean up.
Oh, my God.
I'm totally appalled by the fact that agents that are performing these pat-downs have so little concern for people with medical conditions. They don't give a fuck, though. You're getting paid what? Jack shit?
Yeah.
I'm going to give a fuck about it, too. I'm going to hope that more people get through with bombs so that I have job security. If nothing happens, do we need the TSA anymore? Did we ever need the TSA? Probably not. Have you ever stopped anything bad from ever happening? You couldn't stop piss from inside a sealed bag getting out. Like, the bag was doing its job, and you fucked that up. Like, are you going to stop a bomb? Really? I don't think so, dude.
You know how you're not allowed to have, like, liquids and stuff? Like, would you have to warn them about that, like, as you're going through?
He tried to. They said they didn't want to know about that until they saw the bag, and then they started to ask. Yeah, that's totally fucked up, and I hope he sues the shit out of them. I hope he sues them so much to where they can't afford TSA anymore. I hope he bankrupts the TSA.
That'd be nice.
Because they are. They're a bunch of jerk-offs, and I'm sure, I mean, it's the same people everywhere, pretty much. The ones here are a little older, a little redneck-y. The ones, you know, it's different people, but they're all the same. It's a bullshit fucking job that nobody wants to fucking do. You're getting paid dick to fucking do it. So, yeah, I'm going to fuck off. Let a couple bombs in.
Let some pee get all over the place.
Some pee.
Oh, my God.
So they're not that happy sucks. About it. He went to the Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network, of course. He's written as senators, state reps, the president of the United States.
Mm.
He's also shared details of the incident online. Yeah. That's that.
I would be pretty pissed off, too.
Pissed off that I got pissed on. Yeah.
By Fuck myself.
Yeah. By myself. I just pissed on myself.
At least it's not from somebody else's pee.
From, like, last week. Haven't had a chance to empty this bad boy. I got a 5-gallon container in my Camelback. It's cool.
Ew.
Totally cool. Ew. Ew. All right. Moving on. San Jose, California. This is kind of awesome. About 1,000 rats are awaiting adoption in California.
Rats.
Right. About 1,000 rats. They've been rescued and they were up for adoption in California. Rats, right?
Rats.
Like we have rat traps to kill rats, right?
Right.
And you're trying to give the you can't hey state of California, you can't even give a fucking child up for adoption. You're gonna get rid of 1,000 rats? Really? How's that going to work out?
There's going to be a snake farm somewhere that's like, hey, I will take all of them and give them a great home.
Why are we wasting time with rats? How about give them to New York? Go back home where you came from with all your other rat fucking relatives, you know? That's what I would do with them.
Dude, you remember that movie? I think it's called Rats. And they're like,
do you remember
New York
Splinter
rats,
from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yes,
he
do.
Was a rat. He was a rat trained in the art of kung fu. I love
oh my
that
God,
shit.
Dude.
Yeah, this is kind of cool, though. This awaiting adoption in California after being rescued from a house that was recently featured on the A&E hit reality TV show.
Hoarders.
Hello. I'm gonna have to find this episode now. I want to see what 1,000 rats in a hoarder house looks like.
Oh my god!
And I am really surprised that your cats, your 500 cats, what was the rat to cat ratio? Because
I bet your rats started killing cats.
That's what I'm saying. Perhaps the rats got the better of the cats.
Started winning.
The cat pop. They're like, all right, we got to get fucking. They're like playing World of Warcraft, like mining gold, like just fucking. Like we got to make more rats.
Oh my god!
Get it done. Shit.
Our rat guy came today to come and spray and stuff and check all of our rat traps. We didn't have no rats. We're awesome. Anyway,
that's good.
That is good
for a restaurant. Yes. Really, really proud of you. Good job, guys.
Yay.
The Humane Society trucked the rodents over the weekend.
What is
wrong? I can't stop
with you?
Yawning because I was up till 4 a.m. doing video bullshit for that stuff. Stop
you
it,
asshole.
How many people in the chat just yawn just now?
I know, right? Don't
heads.
Do that. Ugh.
So, they trucked the rodents over the weekend from L.A. to San Jose, where more than 30 volunteers and nonprofit staff said, what the fuck are you doing? They're rats. Just kill them. No, they helped move the rats into Andy's pet shop in San Jose.
What?
Andy. He was one of the pet shop boys. No.
God, dude.
I tried.
What the fuck?
I tried. Andy's pet shop in San Jose, which agreed to temporarily house them until, like you said, we feed them all to our snakes. Right.
And someone's going to have it. No, dude, it's going to be it. There's going to be a dude with a snake farm that's like, hey, I'll give you money.
Red Fox said, I yawned. I even had a different window up. I didn't watch you yawn. He yawned. Lauren Paul of the nonprofit North Star Rescue told the San Jose News that the previous owner's daughter had brought home a pregnant rat one day, and they all just got to fucking the next day, and the litter began multiplying.
I've done
quickly.
That. Seriously, I want to have my snake.
Can rats inbreed like that?
Yes.
Are they cool, though?
No.
Do they get all weird?
Sometimes.
Really?
Well, I didn't really, I don't know. I didn't
Not
really
as weird as if, like, you know,
people,
you and
no.
your brother had sex
Ray
and then you had a baby.
Never talk about that again. It's disgusting. I almost threw up in my mouth. Anyway, no, I want to have my snake, who is a fucking 7-foot red-tailed boa. And I used to have to get these big-ass rats for him all the time because he's huge. So I have to feed him huge rats. So I go to
huge
the pet
rats
store.
With big fucking oh, good.
Seriously, they Sorry. Do. But I would go to Petco and be like, I need the biggest rat you have. And so they would go over and find the biggest rat they fucking had.
They bring down the vice president. I hear you. No, I meant road. Oh, okay. I see. That's very funny. But no, I need an actual rat. I mean, I could feed him to mice.
So they give me the biggest rat that they had. It's this albino rat. And it's a female. It's just fucking huge. And I take it home and I try to feed it to my snake. And he's not hungry that day for some reason. So I get up the next day and I try to go and feed him. I get the rat's cage to go and feed him, and there's a bunch of these little tiny pink things.
Just chilling.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Pinkies.
Yeah, and they're a bunch of little pinky rats.
And the brain.
And I'm like, fuck. Like,
did you ever get that when you were younger, that pinky and the brain, and like little mice are called pinkies? Like, yeah. Okay. I never got that till I was older. Anyway.
What?
I didn't get that that's what the reference was. I thought it was just his name.
Pinkies.
Right. I didn't realize that the cartoon Pinky and the Brain, that's what that meant. I thought it was just a name. Anyway, go ahead.
Whoa. Anyway, so yeah, there was a bunch of little pinky rats and this big-ass white rat, and I'm like, fuck.
And your snake ended up raising them.
No, I was like, fuck, now I can't feed that big-ass rat to the fucking snake, because now I got fucking 8 rats for the price of 1. Fuck yeah. I go to the store and get another fucking rat, bring that one home, fucking feed that one to the snake, and let the mama rat fucking raise the other rats until they're big enough. And then when they're big enough,
I get rid of the mom. Biggest male rat you have.
No. I took the mom and got rid of the mom, you know, fed her to the fucking snake. And the other rats start getting bigger and whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. This one's big enough now. And I pull that one out and I look in there and there's like 4 more pinkies.
Nice.
I'm like, what?
You guys have been having sex with each other. Lucy, you had some explaining to do.
I couldn't keep up with it, dude. I couldn't.
You can't.
My snake was
You need
like,
at least like 5 or 10 snakes. Like, you need a good amount of snakes
dude,
to feed if you're going to
like,
do that.
Just one yeah. litter of rats.
Dude, we have
and
one
turns
cat
into a shit
that turned into like 10 cats.
No.
Over
rats,
a much longer
rats
time
over,
period.
Over,
no,
no,
I'm
over
saying
like
this
a good
was,
couple months, you're going to have like 40 rats.
Yeah, no, this was like over a couple years. But Sean climbed up in the tree, saved this cat. Next thing we know, she had baby kittens. Next thing we know, there's more baby kittens, and we have like 10 cats.
What
now.
Did I do with my rats? I think I killed them all or threw them somewhere.
Threw them against the fucking wall.
I got sick of them. I'm like, I can't do this. I took the biggest ones,
look,
kept those.
Another brick in the wall. Look.
Fed those to the snake and killed all the babies.
So, yeah, they began multiplying, got out of control, just like Dana explained to us. The man's neighbors called hoarders, producers, after the rats began tearing apart the house. You got called, your neighbor called the show Hoarders. Your neighbor found the producers of the hit TV reality show Hoarders, called them up and was like, yo, have I got a house for you? I've seen you've done cats, you've done dogs, you've done babies. Have you done rats?
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
Fatality.
Paul says he hopes rat lovers will come forward and give them a new home.
What?
Again, like, is that really worth the time? Like, I don't want to be the one to decide who gets to live and who gets to die, and I'm sure if aliens came down, we would be like rats to them, but seriously?
Let's try a different
seriously,
ending here.
Hold on. Seriously broke California? Seriously? 1,000 of them?
Let's try a different ending here. Be like,
yeah, right.
Be like, okay, the happy ending.
The man's neighbors called hoarders, and the producers came after the rats began tearing apart the house. The gentleman could not get his shit together in time, and the rats actually gnawed the house until it fell on top of the owner, and he died along with the rats. The end.
Awesome.
Is that better?
Yeah.
All right. Let's cool. stick with that one.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. This is pretty awesome. A party goer. He was
a party
dressed.
Goer.
I've never heard of. Have you ever heard of Larry the Lamb?
Yeah.
As a really?
Yeah.
As a character?
Yeah.
What's it from? I've never.
I don't
heard
know,
of
but
it.
I've heard of it.
He looks
heard
like
Larry
the
Lamb, like lamb chops type deal. Thing
he looks like the sheep from that game Abduction on the droid. Bedoing, bedoing.
I don't know. It's,
anyway,
I've heard of it.
A gentleman dressed up as Larry the Lamb. He suffered horrific burns after a prankster set fire to his outfit. And he turned into a human fireball. Now, in order to make a Larry the Lamb outfit.
Cotton balls. Please tell me a shit ton of cotton balls.
Our 35-year-old friend, Peter Buck, he spent 4 hours painstakingly gluing 4 bags of cotton wool. Not just cotton balls. Cotton wool to his torso to look like the famous cartoon character.
To his torso?
That Matt has never heard of.
Here, to his torso, guys, not here. To like a jacket I'm going to put on over my torso.
The jamhole.com/live, jamhole TV. Look at that picture. He
glued them to himself, not to a jacket.
Yes. No. I don't know. He went on a boozy night out with a group of mates, also in fancy dress, before ducking out of a pub for a cigarette. With his friends,
they're on shorts and stuff.
With his friend's permission, a tipsy friend set fire to a loose strand that was on his costume to, quote, see what would happen.
You idiot.
I wonder what happens if I light this. We did that once at Woodland Park. You know, every year when the cotton starts falling and it's all over the place. We lit that once and it goes until there's no more. If you put a big pile of it, it will go like a fireball. And if you leave trails of it, or if there's just shit everywhere, and you light one part, it'll catch the whole thing on fire. Quickly. Very quickly. Very scary when you're not expecting that. The joke went horribly wrong, and Peter's lamb costume burst into flames. Of course. He ran screaming in agony into a busy main road before a driver swerved, narrowly avoiding hitting him. Then his friend, Paul Besson, an off-duty firefighter dressed as Jesus, bear-hugged him in a bid to douse the flames.
Oh, that's so awesome. Jesus saves.
He held on to the lamb. I know. That's brilliant. Like, I would say he planned that, but if you scroll down, look at his hands. That is fucking awful. Can you imagine jerking off with hands like that? And is that weird that that's the first thing I think of?
Yes.
I just could. I would be so pissed if my hands were like that. I'd be like, I cannot jerk off now. And now I'm mad. That's something
I
worth me.
I would pick at that so bad.
That is something worth.
I can't help
worth,
it. It's like coming off. I would totally pick at that white skin so bad.
That is something worth me getting angry about. That right there.
What? Your hands being all fucked up?
Yeah. And not being able to jerk it. That's right, Red Fox. I just need more blowjobs. Would you suck me off every time I wanted to jerk off but couldn't if my hands were like that because my friend lit me on fire?
I'd tell your friend to suck you off every time you needed to jerk off. I feel like you did this. This is your fault. You take responsibility for it.
I love you too. Our friend here. His cotton wool had melted and stuck to his body, causing a string of horrendous injuries to his body, legs, hands, and torso. Yeah, he's an office administrator. He lost consciousness after the accident, woke up in the hospital 8 hours later. He said, quote, it caught fire and burnt so fast, igniting my whole outfit almost instantly. I wish I had video of that. I ran into the road trying to pat the flames out. Didn't you ever learn you don't run when you're on fire? You stop, drop, and roll. Do we still stop, drop, and roll?
Yes, yes.
Do we still do that? Yes. We don't run because that fans the flames.
Right.
Especially if you're Larry the Lamb.
Right.
And you're made out of wool.
Right.
Right. So why did you run?
Let's go light a sheep on fire and see what happens.
Probably the same thing. They run. No, stop, drop, and run. Fuck it. Lamb chops? Anyone? Hungry?
Yay.
All right.
That'd be so awesome. It's so fucked up, but I want to see it.
Half the skin on my hands had burnt off as well as having numerous other burns on my legs, stomach, chest, and arms. And yeah, you have to see a picture of this. If you're not listening live, the
jamhole.com. His hands are so bad. Oh, my God.
Do the show notes. You have to see that. The picture is just, like, overwhelming. They're white from, oh.
It's all dead.
Yeah. That's what frostbite looks like. I guess that's
frostbite's
what your skin looks
like, isn't it?
It's white at first.
Oh.
Does it turn black after a while?
I've seen every frostbite.
I think that's necrosis. That's once the skin starts to actually rot. When it's dead, it's white like that, though, I thought. But I don't know. Yeah, Brett Fox says, I've watched so many episodes of America's Funniest Videos, and no one does stop, drop, and roll.
We were watching some of that last night, too.
Yeah, we were.
It was great. Some of that was pretty good.
I was playing some Angry Birds last night, and I am destroying that game, by the way. 3 stars, just killing it.
I was playing some Let's Not Act Stoned in front of everybody.
How's that game go?
It
How
sucked.
Does that work?
I lost.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got one
How
star.
Do you play that game?
What's
it start with? Your dad giving you pot brownies?
Well, first you eat a muffin.
Right.
That does not make you bigger like you would think it would. Like in a lot of games where you eat a
okay.
specific thing and you get larger.
Okay, muffin top.
Okay. Whoa.
I woke up this is so awful. Half the skin on my hands had burnt off, as well as having numerous other burns on my legs, stomach, chest, and arms. I burnt my face a little and had small burns to my lips and nose. I'm not a religious man, but the Lord saved me that day. Literally. My friend dressed as Jesus fucking Christ saved me. He is like, stop, drop, and roll. I'll do it.
Oh my God.
I woke up 8 hours later in intensive care with various tubes in me, breathing, using ventilator. They had covered my hands with bags, which they later removed, and I got my first glimpse. It was not pretty. Peter was on a night out with a group of friends when he was set on fire outside the...
the yawn fucking hotel.
The yawn, because I'm so fucking tired. The Guernsey's Drunken Duck Pub. One friend... who has not been named, suggested lighting a piece of cotton wool, and yeah, that was that. So, awesome. Such a great picture. Like, before, like, you take this picture of him in the suit, plus bottle of booze, equals, and then you scroll down.
God.
And I love that his friend was dressed up as Jesus fucking Christ.
That is so awesome.
All right, before we get out of here, Burger sent this one in I'd like to talk about from Van Buren, Michigan. The Michigan State Police, if you were to ask them what they were doing right now, they would tell you they are currently investigating a deadly crash involving a motorized wheelchair. A rascal.
Oh, God.
Free to see the world. You ever seen those rascal commercials?
Yes.
See, I only remember commercials from when I was a kid when I had TV because I watched so much of it and I just, like, absorbed that shit.
Commercials back then were cool, though. It was okay.
Commercials now are weird and very brainwashy.
Yeah. Very like, subliminal messages. Boom.
Yeah.
This is what I really mean, but this is what I'm telling
you. No, I totally get why all of my friends are D-bags. You guys, all you do is watch TV. I understand. It's not your fault. Investigators say Raymond F. Knorr was crossing M40 near Gobbles on Monday.
Near Gobbles.
That's pretty awesome.
Where do you live? On the corner of...
Gobbles and...
On the corner of Cock and Balls and Gobbles.
Cock and Balls and Gobble Gobble.
Yeah.
On Monday morning, he was hit by a car right near his apartment. State police say at the time Efnor was hit, it was dark.
Hey, you got that...
Sorry. And he did not have lights on his wheelchair. He was... Are you supposed to have lights on your rascal? I got, like, some daylighters for when I'm driving my rascal down the road and I got my brights on and I dim them and maybe that guy does...
Sorry.
Maybe he doesn't dim them. You hit him with the fucking daylighters.
Oh, my God. Just no. No.
He was thrown to the ground and died.
Oh, well, that's not very funny. I thought there was going to be a funny point to that.
Well, yeah, it was a mobility scooter.
Well, if you read further on, you'll find out that he used to hang out at a hardware store, and he was really nice, and he would talk to everybody in the hardware store.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's not funny
the
either.
The Hawkins, okay?
Huh?
Now you're all sad, huh? Because the Hawkins family that own the hardware store, they're like, he was super fucking nice.
He was super fucking nice. He rides miles on the scooter just picking up the trash along the edge of the road.
See how nice he was?
Wow.
Listen to you making fun of this
guy. How do you know that he was nice? Maybe he was poor and trying to find cans to trade in for crack
money. Because I read it. It's what the fucking Hawkins guy said.
Maybe he was on crack, too. Maybe he was on crack.
Quote, he was the nicest guy ever or some crack quote.
Oh, all crack dealers are the nicest guys ever. You don't know.
Well, he was in his hardware store all the time talking to him.
Selling crack?
No, he wasn't selling crack. He was cleaning up the street. That was just a pit stop. You don't know.
He had logged hundreds of miles in that chair. He didn't let his handicap stop him. Well, he did until he got that scooter. And then, you know, he moved around pretty good. Despite that, Efner's neighbor, Colonial Apartments, said he was concerned for his safety. He's on the road with that thing, and it's blackout, said John Edwards. The biggest douche of the universe. Was that John Edwards?
Mm.
Or am I thinking somebody else? Red Fox, Was that right? Was that joke proper? That's John Edwards, right? Biggest douche in the universe. The mind reader. The cold South Park disc. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm going to just wait now. Judges?
Yes. 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 John Edwards.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank
the guy.
You.
Okay.
Thank
I got
you.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
I had to think about it, but yes.
And I read. Friends say at least one caretaker tried to get him to get the government to help him move to a safer location in assisted living. They say she's upset they did nothing to help. I'm really upset that, you know, our government didn't move this one guy. Like, what the fuck, government?
Oh,
what are you there
man.
For? Like, really? Don't see how it could be have been avoided as long as he was living here, not under some type of light supervision. Haha, light. Yeah, so. Everyone is pouring out a little liquor for the dude. He was probably something like everyone in that community saw, like, every day, like, on his rascal, just up and down, like, 800
pounds.
It's like
that guy here that rides,
chilling.
That really old guy that rides
yeah,
a bicycle.
The three-wheeler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see him everywhere.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
That's like him.
I almost hit him with my truck today. No, I'm totally kidding.
Don't hit that guy. That guy's awesome.
It's icy and slick out.
You leave that old man alone. He goes so slow.
Red Fox says, yeah, John Edwards. He talks to dead people. I hear your relative. The name starts with an A. B. I'm seeing a C. Oh, yes. My his name was Charlie. Ah, yes. And he's dead now. Oh, my God. How did you know that? Awesome. So, yeah. All right,
anyway.
Well. Anything else? There was a great stabbing between a couple of strippers in Kansas City. Sorry, I just...
Wow, okay.
I bring that up.
Okay.
So...
No, I think we're good. I think this is...
I'm so tired.
This is the end.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed our time together.
Did you want to mention that movie, The Void?
Oh, yeah.
By the way?
Mention it.
Fucked up movie.
Into the Void. Go watch it if you want to.
Take some acid first.
No. Take some DMT first. No, it's crazy.
Do something.
I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's in Tokyo, and this dude lives there, and he's, like, selling drugs and shit.
Trying to get money to get his sister to come over.
No, you missed the beginning. His sister was like, you're turning into a junkie. Quit selling drugs so much. It's going to kill you one of these days. And his friend is, like, giving him the Tibetan Book of the Dead, so they're all into that. And he's like, well, what happens when you die? He's like, your spirit flies above you, and you see everything.
His sister was over in the States, and that's why he started selling
drugs
in the first place.
Right, but if you saw the very beginning of the movie, it starts out with them both living there. She's on her way. She's getting ready to go to work. He's waiting for her to leave so he can take a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you walked in and saw him just tripping out there. And then his friend came in and was like, we got to go bring this dope. And then that's when it all starts. So I'll just leave it at that. You have to watch it. Into the Void is pretty crazy shit.
Oh, it's fucking... If I were tripping, oh my God. Yeah.
DMT.
Made me really horny at the end, though. I was like, I need to have sex.
There
right
was
now.
A lot of good...
I need to have sex. Something fierce
I think
at
I posted
point.
That. There was a lot of good titties in that show.
Like, I don't know, it was like the glowing in the
it was
area.
All the shiny happy people
in the love
hands.
Hotel and all that, so
yeah. Good stuff. But yeah, it's called Into the Void. Check it out. And also hotboxpodcast.com. There's six parts to the MMGA conference I got up there. There'll be some video to follow on the Hotbox profile on the YouTube account there, so check that out. Science and the Department of Agriculture, Irvin Rosenfeld, one of the federal patients, Heidi from Montana Connect, Jim from the MMGA, everyone's on there giving awesome talks, some scientists, some doctors, so great. Coming up, I have the law stuff, and I have like the more business side of it, so I'll get all that stuff up and get that posted, and yeah, we'll talk to you guys hopefully tomorrow for the Hot Box. We better, because I'm out of weed. Smoking resin hits out of my pipe. Fuck. And yeah, we'll see you guys Wednesday for this thing.
Goodbye.
Right. You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.